Is there anything that you're afraid of trying because you're scared you're gonna fail for maybe the second, third, fourth, fifth, or tenth time? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was approaching my last years of high school, I had to take the ACT test. Now, not only have I never been a good test taker, but standardized test taking is the absolute worst. So I took the ACT and didn't get very good scores across the board. I felt embarrassed and frustrated, and I actually ended up having to be in ACT tutoring for an entire summer to try to get my grade up. And then, it came time to take the test again, and I was pretty scared of failing again, even though I'd been training for a long time now. Have you ever felt this way? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Afraid to Try Again by Lene Boltice. It was the first and last time I played piano at school. Halfway through the song, everyone was laughing. I fought back tears while my teacher studied the piano and identified the problem. Someone had placed clear tape across the keys. When I pressed one key, four more went with it. It sounded terrible. Worse yet, I was too afraid to try again. Have you ever failed at something and then let fear keep you from giving it another go? It could be water skiing, auditioning for the play, starting a Bible study with your soccer team, or raising your hand in class. Because after your last answer, the upperclassman gave you the worst nickname ever, and it stuck. Trying again is risky. You might fail again. Peter gets it. In Luke 5, Peter and his friends fished all night and failed to catch anything. When Jesus told him to try again, Peter said, "Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets." Peter looked at Jesus and tried again. This time, they caught so many fish, the nets started to break and two boats nearly sank. But Peter's story isn't a promise that you'll be successful. There's no guarantee that if you give it another go, you'll be a pro on water skis or secure the starring role in the play. Nope. Because Peter's story isn't about Peter. It's about Jesus and what he can do. When we are afraid to try again, we can talk to Jesus about it. He knows what it's like to be humiliated, so he can empathize with us. If our failure includes sin, Jesus reminds us that once we put our trust in him, he has already secured our forgiveness by dying and rising again. We can rely on him for comfort, and also for courage to try again. He is for us, and he will help us do whatever he calls us to. If we know Jesus, then even when we mess up or fall short, failure doesn't define us. Jesus does. As we rely on his love, we can take a deep breath and try again. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What are you afraid to try again? And why? What might you miss out on if you never try again? Hebrews 12 verses 1 through 3 reminds us that to keep running the race of life, we just need Jesus and his people, who are trusted Christians who can help you get up again when you fall. Consider talking to them about your fears and asking for their encouragement, prayers, and help. As you and I can read in Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 73, verses 23 through 26, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, as well as Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. What if your summer helped you grow closer to Jesus and gave you a shot at some great prizes? Join the Teen Summer Reading Challenge starting June 1st. Read the Bible daily, track your progress, and you could win one of our monthly prizes, or even our grand prize at the end. Head over to unlock.org/summer to get started. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called God's Creation with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.